Ezekiel chapter 22. Furthermore, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Now, you son of man, will you judge the bloody city? Yes, you shall show her all her abominations. Then you say, This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. The city sheds blood in its midst, that her time may come, and makes idols against herself to defile herself. You have become guilty in your blood that you have shed, and have defiled yourself in your idols which you have made. And you have caused your days to draw near, and have come even to your years. Therefore I have made you a reproach to the heathen, ungodly nations, and a mocking to all countries. Those who are near, and those who are far from you, will mock you, who are infamous and greatly oppressed. Indeed, the princes of Israel, everyone were in you to their power to shed blood. In you they have set light by father and mother, in your midst they have dealt by oppression with the stranger. In you they have oppressed the fatherless and the widow. You have despised my holy things, and have profaned my Sabbaths. In you there are men who carry tales to shed blood. And in you they eat upon the mountains before their gods, in your midst they commit lewdness. In you they have uncovered their father's nakedness, in you they have humbled her who was set apart for pollution. And one has committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another has lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another in you has humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In you they have taken gifts to shed blood, you have taken usury, interest, and increase, and you have greedily gained of your neighbors by extortion, and have forgotten me, says the Lord God, Jehovah. Therefore I have stricken my hand at your dishonest gain which you have made, and at your blood which has been in your midst. Can your heart endure, or can your hands be strong, in the days that I deal with you? I, the Lord, Jehovah, have spoken it, and will do it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, ungodly nations, and disperse you in the countries, and will consume your filthiness out of you. And you shall take your inheritance in yourself in the sight of the heathen, ungodly nations. And you will know that I am the Lord, Jehovah. And the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross, waste to me. All of them are brass, and tin, and iron, and lead, in the midst of the furnace, they are even the dross, waste, of silver. Therefore this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says, because you have all become dross, waste. Therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. As they gather silver, and brass, and iron, and lead, and tin, into the midst of the furnace, to blow the fire upon it, to melt it. So I will gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there, and melt you. Yes, I will gather you, and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, anger, judgment, and you shall be melted in its midst. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall you be melted in its midst, and you shall know that I, the Lord, Jehovah, have poured out my fury upon you. And the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to me, saying, Son of man, say to her, You are the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in its midst, like a roaring lion ravening the prey, they have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things, they have made her many widows in its midst. Her priests have violated my law, and have profaned my holy things, they have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they shown distinction between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in its midst are like wolves devouring the prey, to shed blood, and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have plastered themselves with whitewash, seeing vanity, and divining lies to them, saying, This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. When the Lord, Jehovah, has not spoken, the people of the land have used oppression, and exercised robbery, and have oppressed the poor and needy. Yes, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them, who should make up the hedge, and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore I have poured out my indignation upon them, I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, anger, judgment, their own ways I have repaid upon their heads, says the Lord God, Jehovah.